Thank you, Lori. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the stillness. Your word says, be still and know that I am God. So we pause just for a moment and we're going to be still. Lord, you know what's in our hearts and what's in our minds today. You know the needs, the burdens that we bring to this place, the distractions of life. We thank you that we can come to a place and sing and honor and praise the name of Jesus, the one who is the life giver. Now we pray that you might help us to be encouraged by the promises of Jesus. May we take this promise today to heart. May we live off of this promise. May we gain strength off of this promise. May it truly make a difference in our life, and may we share this promise with someone this week who needs a life promise. We thank you, Lord, for this place. We thank you for this church and for its ministries. We thank you for all who've come with us today, and we pray for those who are our guests, that you'd bless them, that you'd help us now, that we might take your word and that we might absorb it without distraction, and that we might be able to hear what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, good morning. If you have your Bibles, if you'll find your place in John chapter 10, we'll be looking there in just a moment. If you're a guest, I'm Pastor Mike. We're honored to have you here today. Welcome to our time together in God's word. We've been thinking about promises. The Bible is filled with promises. Oh, so many. What I've been trying to do is take the time to focus on some of what I call, all the promises are precious, but these are the precious promises of Jesus. And I've said this before, I say it again, you know, if you don't need it today, you're going to need it sometime, I promise you. You're going to need these promises. Maybe not in this season of life, but in another. So I want us to take them and keep them, treasure them away. That's when something's precious, you take care of it, you keep it. You take care of it and you think about it and you keep it with you. So John chapter 10, Jesus has been talking about being the good shepherd. And then he comes to make these famous promises. For many of you here today, you've heard these promises before at some other time in your life. Before I do that, let's talk about the power of promises again. Every one of us in this room, when we were children, we've said these famous words, but Mom, but Dad, you promised. We've all said them. You may not remember saying them, but you did. Boys and girls, always remind their parents of their promises, because boys and girls count on their parents to keep their promises. You might hear it like this. Some little boys and girls in our church today on the way home are going to say, but Mom, you promised that if we did, then this week you promised. So parents, remember, be careful what you promise. Boys and girls never forget promises. The great thing about a promise is, if you're from a, I came from a big family, so if one of us had heard a promise from my parents, they shared it with the rest of us. We all found out about the promise and we wanted in on the same promise. Are you listening to me? That's what we do when we understand the precious promises of Jesus. Look, the promises we look at today, the promise we look at today, you've got a friend, you've got somebody who needs to hear this promise this week. And I hope you'll share this precious promise of Jesus with them. Promises give us hope. Promises give us strength. Promises give us something to look forward to. And there are no promises more powerful, more reliable, more permanent than the promises of Jesus. So I'd like for you to stand now and honor the reading of God's Word, and we'll read together John chapter 10. Just a few verses. I'll make some comments on it this morning as we think about this precious promise of security. The precious promise of security. Jesus is talking with some unbelieving Jews, and the Jews, verse 24, then gathered around him and were saying to him, How long will it be before you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. Those are important words. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify of me. But you do not believe, that's that word again, because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Now, Heavenly Father, by the help of the Holy Spirit, give us understanding, something to take with us this week of this very powerful promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, be our teacher today. May my words honor Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. While you have your finger now in John 10, I'd like for you, if you keep your Bible open and you do make notes, I'd like for you to, I have it here on the screen in case you don't. The first thing I want to say to you this morning is this, that every promise from Jesus is always yes. See, promises are based on yes. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can go there. Yes, I will do that for you. Every promise of Jesus is always yes. Now, I want you to see this verse. This is not really our attention today, but I'm making this attempt to explain this because this helps us understand why these promises are so important for all of us here today. These precious promises of Jesus. So Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. He's talking to them about coming, and he's talking about his word. His word. He's talking about integrity. And his point is, look, I don't say yes to you and then don't do it, and I don't say no and then do it. My yes is yes, my no is no. He's talking about his integrity as an apostle coming and dealing with this church. But then he breaks in, like every good preacher, and makes a point about Jesus. He says, for as many as are the promises of God in, notice it's a capital H or uppercase H, him, that is Jesus. For as many as are the promises of God in Jesus, they are yes. Therefore, also through him, through Jesus, is our amen to the glory of God through us. Now, this is very important because when we hear the promises of God, we have a response. We either say amen, which amen means simply so be it, or it actually can mean may that be fulfilled. It means yes, yes. Yes to the yes. So we read last week in John chapter 6, if you were here with us. If not, I'll read it for you today. We read this amazing promise of Jesus in John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father gives me shall come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will certainly not reject or cast out. There's the promise. So here's the way it could be. You mean Jesus, Lord Jesus? You promise that if I come to you, you won't throw me out. You'll accept me. And the answer is, yes, that's right. If you come to me, Jesus says, I will accept you. And we all are looking for acceptance. Oh my, we're all looking for it. And so acceptance comes when I am willing to say yes to the promise of Jesus. See, this is what Paul's saying. The promise is given, and how do you respond to the promise? Look, that's what the Bible's all about. That's what these words of Jesus are all about. That's why I said, share these promises with somebody this week. You might know somebody who's going through a really hard time. I'm talking about a very difficult time. Probably the most significant thing you could do for that person is share a promise with them. Well, here's something I live by. Just as easy as that. Here's something I live by. And you say the words. Anybody who comes to Jesus, Jesus will never reject them. So we learn today that when the promise is heard, when we hear it preached or we hear it taught or we read the Bible and read these promises ourselves, we have a response to the promise of God. We are people who live on the promises of God. We live on the promises of God. Your faith is grounded and built. The life of faith we live is based on the promises of Jesus. The certainty of these promises are based on the person who makes them. And none other than Jesus has made these promises. Oh, these are life and death promises. You're basing your eternal future on these promises. So we take them to heart and we believe them by faith and we share them, just like in my family. When my sisters got promised something, they ran, told me about it, and we all got in on the promise. And we were all happy for it. The same is true when we share Jesus' promises. Now let me make just a couple of observations from John 10 for us today. Secondly, the security I want you to see. First of all, we're going to talk about security, and oh my, what an issue. We have to talk sadly in the world in which we live about security in all kinds of places. The place where you work, there are security issues. Coming to church here today, God bless our security people, but they have to be on security. We wish it wasn't that way, but it is that way. You have to look out for your children and your grandchildren. Security is an issue in an insecure, dangerous world. But what about spiritual security? What about on the inside? How is it that we're to find a place of security? If you have security, you can rest. If you have security, you got peace of mind. If you have security, you're not living in paranoia, looking around all the time, troubled and worried about what's around you. Security, it calms you down. It soothes you. It brings peace to you. The security of belonging to Jesus. Look what he says. My sheep hear my voice. Number one, those who believe in Jesus are his sheep. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. What an outstanding promise. What a great statement describing what it looks like when you believe in Jesus and come to him. You hear his voice. Oh, at some point and some time in your life, and it might even be today for some of you, you're sitting and you're surprised wherever you are. You hear for the first time clearly, not necessarily an audible voice, perhaps, but you feel and sense the draw. You sense it was either reading the Bible by yourself or listening to someone talk about Jesus, a friend of yours, or someone preaching or someone teaching. You heard the promises of Jesus. And as a result of hearing the promises of Jesus, you heard Jesus speaking to you to come. Why don't you come? Why don't you respond? Why don't you believe my promise? And the beauty of it is, it's how we all start. It is that calling of God that comes in our life. It's unexplainable, but it's real. And all of us who know Jesus today and are followers of Jesus can go back to those days and remember when we heard his voice. When Jesus speaks, he speaks promises. He speaks blessing. He does not speak cursing. He speaks a blessing. He appeals for you to come. His voice is one of coming, be with me. Come, be with me. As we saw last week, come follow me. Notice he says, I know them. Jesus has been talking about shepherds. He says, I am, look at this, in John 10, 11, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He describes himself as being a shepherd versus someone hired to look out for sheep. There's a difference. People hired to look out for the sheep, when it gets dangerous, they're going to run away. People hired to look after sheep, they don't really care about these stupid sheep. They're just doing a job to get paid. But the shepherd cares about the sheep. He knows the sheep. He knows the weak ones. He knows the strong ones. He knows the ones that are a little stubborn. He knows the ones that are more compliant. He knows his sheep. It's not an exact example, but it's all I've got for you today. One of our men, he has a lot of cattle. And he's a real strong fella, strong guy. Not a crying kind of guy, he's a strong guy. He takes care of cows. He loves to take care of his cow. He said, why, I'm not ashamed to say, my cows all have names. Well, that's great. He told me they have names. He said, I know about all these different cows. I have a call. I can call the cows. That was great. He told me about calling. He even showed me how he calls them. A cow call. You know, or something like that. And they all come. I mean, it was amazing what all he was telling me about cows. But then the most pathetic thing of all. I mean, it's pitiful. This guy's strong, big strong guy. He said, but, you know, Mike, I always cry when we take them to the slaughterhouse. Now, isn't that pitiful? Crying over a bunch of stupid cows. He's attached to them. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. Look, you belong to Jesus today? He knows where you are. The Lord knows what's going on in your life right now. And they follow me. That's what sheep do. They follow a shepherd who feeds them, cares for them, loves them, stays with them, walks with them, cares for them, looks out for them. The security of belonging to Jesus. When you belong to Jesus, you follow Jesus. Look, that means, as I've said to you over and over, you pray and you speak with Jesus. You know, followers of Jesus talk to Jesus. Followers of Jesus pick up God's word and they read it and they consume it. We eat this book so that we might live spiritually. Followers of Jesus say goodbye to the world. You can't have both ways. We say goodbye to the world. We say goodbye to those old values and we follow the values Jesus gives us in this book, in his words. We're followers of Jesus. We find ways to help those that are broken around us. Look, we go to people as broken people who've been restored by Jesus. We find somebody that God puts in our life who's a pitiful mess, and we help them. It's what followers of Jesus do. We follow Jesus' example. We love other people. We care about them. We show mercy. The security of belonging to Jesus. When you take Jesus up on this promise, he starts, this is important, he starts making you look like Jesus. The next thing I want you to see is the security of the gift that he gives us. You know, the gift of eternal living. I've mentioned this to you before. I have some things that are family items and some things that friends have given me through my lifetime, and I'm grateful for them. But if I brought them up here and had a set of things up here to show you that are precious to me, you'd look at some of them and think, well, that's pitiful. That's precious? No, you don't understand. When someone gives you something that costs them something, It's precious. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they will never perish. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. You know, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. Not a week goes by, hardly a day goes by, that I don't speak to somebody who's afraid to die. The doctor gave them the word. They're not all old people. They're not all old people. And all of a sudden, the doctor has said, you have this long to live. All kinds of emotions flood through people's lives when they hear those words. I wonder today, be honest, are you afraid to die? Are you afraid to die? I've given you in chapter 11 of John this other wonderful, wonderful promise. It's an amazing promise. You gonna believe Jesus or not? I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? You know the story. Jesus was standing at the graveside of his friend Lazarus. And he asked Lazarus' sister, do you believe this, Martha? Friend, are you afraid to die? The security we have in knowing Jesus is whether we live or whether we die, we live. We live. It's eternal living. It's life here that's different and spectacular and abundant and joyful. Oh, if you don't know Jesus, you don't know what I'm talking about. The Lord intended for your life here in this world to be an abundant life, a joyful life, a victorious life. Not a sad, so sad, broken down life. Look, if you know Jesus, Jesus promised your life a life of abundance. And he said, if you die, there's more living to come. You never die. You never perish. What a word. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. These words remind us, dear church, of the importance of this great promise that is at the core of everything we do, we believe about Jesus. That is that he died so that we might believe on him who died for our sins and have life that never ends. And you don't have to be afraid to die. That's what's kept the church going for all these thousands of years. Some of us in America, yes, we're a little bit shamed by people who want to call us names. If you tell somebody you're a follower of Jesus, well, they're going to decide if you're a fool or if you're a lunatic, or they can call you names, they can try to shame you, but there's not much going on in America where people are said, by the way, if you follow Jesus here, we're going to lock you in a prison you're never going to get out of. If you follow Jesus here, we're going to take you away from your family. If you follow Jesus here, we're going to kill you. But that's happening in other places in the world while we sit here comfortably in America. Security in knowing that if I live today or die today, I keep living if I know Jesus. I have eternal life. The last thing is the security of protection. Now look, Jesus mentions three things here. The security of belonging to Jesus, the security of the gift of eternal life, and the security of Jesus' permanent protection. He says these words, and we read them often, we've heard them often. I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand, and I and the Father are one. You know the word snatch? It's a word describing a thief. I was talking to Troy Martin, one of our first responders, one of our sheriff's officers, and I was just saying, you know, Troy, I mean, people need to remember not to leave their keys in their car, for heaven's sakes. Somebody will snatch your car. A thief goes into the store and their little hands, they snatch things. It's a thief word. There's no created being, there's no person, there's no circumstance that can snatch you out of the hand of God. You are permanently protected when you have come to believe in Jesus. It's like the psalmist said over and over, in the Lord I take refuge. In the Lord I hide. In other words, the Lord's the one in whom I hide. Well, as we finish today, I've given you Colossians 3:3. For you have died. This is Paul's description of everyone here who's a follower of Jesus. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, what I love about our church is all of our boys and girls, they're such a blessing. So good to talk to our boys and girls. They always listen when they come to preaching. They always sing and praise the Lord when we're singing and worshiping. They're an example for us. But sometimes we have new boys and girls who come with their parents and they don't know us all very well. And Pat and I will sometimes be back here in Guest Central and a family will come by to see us. And it's always so cute. I've got over being offended by it. The little boys and girls hurry up and run behind their parents and hide and just kind of look out at me from the side. I'm not the only scary person in here, by the way. Some of you are pretty scary too. But they're hiding behind their parents because they feel secure. They feel safe. You have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Dear friends, you are protected by the Lord. He is your refuge. He is the one you go to when all of the world starts falling in around you, when everything starts to collapse, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know who to believe. It's where some of you are today, in a time of insecurity in your life. You've trusted the wrong people. You have to believe the promises of Jesus. They are reliable. They are permanent. They are eternal. And you're going to need these words someday, if not today. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me and I give eternal life to them. And they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand." So Lord, do you promise today, just like children, Lord, do you promise today? Do you promise today that you'll protect me? That you'll save me and keep me? And Jesus says, "Yes, I will." Will you believe? That's what we all have to do. Every one of us. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And the life of faith starts with calling on Him to save us and goes throughout all of our life. We believe the promises of Jesus. We believe them through all of life. We believe them till the point of death when we go on living with Jesus. Thank you for listening today. Let's bow our heads. Perhaps you're here this morning and you're living in insecurity. You know how I know that? Because you're living in fear. If you're afraid today, you're insecure. There's insecurity in you don't feel safe. You feel like someone's after you. You feel like someone's trying to destroy you. you're living in insecurity, you don't have to live that way. The promise of Jesus is security when you come to Him, when you believe in Him, and you follow Him. So for some of us here today, here's what we need to say. We're a part of this church. You've listened to me say a lot of things to you this morning from the Bible. The question is, what's for you? What is it for you that you need to take today? What's just for you? Well, you and the Lord need to pray about that. Some of you are here today and you've never believed in Jesus. You may be religious, but you're not a believer in Jesus. You've never followed Jesus. You don't live as a follower of Jesus. We invite you this morning to have the courage to stand up, step forward, come down here while we're singing, praying, while we're meeting with the Lord in this very special time, and say, I'm ready to believe in Jesus and follow Him. Some need to join this church. You know who you are. God's put it in your heart, and it's time for you to do it. So we're going to sing softly and tenderly this old song. And as we sing it, Jesus is calling. He's calling. He's made a promise. Will you come? Let's stand together and we'll sing together.